We are here at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, catching up with the folks at My Ag Data. Michelle Tressel is with us. And Michelle, it is great to see you. Hope all's going well so far.
Yeah, great to see you as well. I don't know if you have already announced this to your listeners, but record-breaking attendance.
Wow.
This year at Commodity Classic, over 11,000 people coming to the show this year.
I can believe it by the amount of activity on the trade show floor so far. A lot of folks making the rounds here already through the show, and a lot of exciting things to talk about. And I know for you guys, My Ag Data, a lot of exciting things to talk about as well. But I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce our guest that is with us as well, someone who is one of your great grower partners in Illinois, Steve Pitstick. Steve, thanks for being with us here. How's the show going for you so far?
Hey, Jesse, thanks for having me on. Show was wonderful. Lots of new stuff here. Love looking at the new iron. Things that I might buy in a few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the farm economy perks up.
Well, hopefully we can get some help in some areas of that with My Ag Data. I want to talk for a refresher, Michelle. I know we've had you guys on the show a lot, talking about what you guys are doing, looking to make acreage reporting simple. Talk about and give us just a little bit of background for folks. Give them that refresher on the work you guys are doing at My Ag Data.
Yeah, so just as a refresher, we've worked alongside the USDA since the 2014 Farm Bill. And our whole goal is for the grower to be able to use their own data and to really modernize a very manual process, and working alongside the USDA with both FSA, those paper maps, as well as RMA, their crop insurance. So what we do is put in the hands of the grower the ability to report their actual acres using their machine data from their My John Deere Operations Center, from Case IH, through Climate Field View. Grower can use their actual reported acreage and use that for their reporting into the USDA. Our growers love it for a couple of reasons, and I'll let Steve talk about this because people want to hear from him more than me. Saves a grower time, saves a grower money, between a 3% and a 10% decrease in their crop insurance premiums by using their actual planted acreage. And what growers really love is the fact that it boosts their APH. So doing nothing differently on the farm, a grower can save money. And as we all know, as Steve just alluded to, in the farming economy right now, every dollar counts. And so for us, we just help to really modernize that process of working alongside the USDA.
Well, Steve, let's talk about this a little bit and get your perspective, because obviously we know in the past, you know, you think about paper and pen and pencil and everything else, and reporting acres could be burdensome. And I think to Michelle's point, trying to modernize this and make it more efficient, that's got to be a huge win for someone like you on your operation when you're busy with a million other things. So talk about your perspective on working with My Ag Data.
Yeah, so just everything we do in the farm is kind of an evolution. So it's humbling to say this, but I've got 52 years of experience farming. And in the 90s, I can remember back about that far. In the 90s, most of the stuff, the information that we did, the hybrids, where we planted them and all that, was on a legal pad sitting in the tractor cab. We took that information, went to the FSA office, and moved it with a crayon to a printed map, what planting date was and whatever that might have been. So now we fast forward here 30 years, and I'm using digital farm data to collect every operation I do on the farm as it's happening. No friction for me, but I still have to go to the FSA office and use that crayon to write on a map the planting date and how many acres I did. So the idea here is to get this part of the operation into the now and be able to get exactly how many acres I planted and have all that referenced in a very easy to flow document that FSA can ingest and report my acres.
And at the end of the day, having that accuracy, I think, as well, and utilizing technology is so, I mean, it's such a no-brainer. To your point, you know, we've evolved so much in agriculture over the last 20, 30 years. This is one of those things where it seems like, why haven't we done this already? And it feels like now is the time to make this shift, Steve.
Yeah, now is the time. It should have been done 10 years ago, but we're still, you know, trying to get through some of the roadblocks to get there. But like in my farming operation, I've got many fields that have changed over the last 20 years since those initial CEU maps were mapped out for acreage. Tree lines have grown in, so I may be planting 2-5% less acres than what is certified. I'm paying extra dollars for my premiums that I don't need to. So if I can certify by actual acres planted with machine data, I can save a lot of money.
Absolutely. And Michelle, you know, you hear stories like this from Steve and all the other growers who are already working with you and your team. I mean, this is real world problems that are being solved for them by working with you guys at My Ag Data.
Yeah, and I would say that for the growers that work with us, a big part of their concern is them being able to control their own data. Working with us, it's always the grower's data. We don't sell it. We don't use it for anything else. They own that data. And what's really important to them is that they are controlling the data that's being sent into the USDA. They have the ability to look at what is being submitted, approve it, and know that only what they want is being sent into the USDA. So I would say that our growers really like working with us because A, we're fun. B, we're a small company that has a very high touch with our growers. We care. Most of us came from farming families and grew up in that industry. And that we're really taking what is a really manual problem and we're digitizing it. So our growers are very loyal and really believe in what we're doing is solving a problem that really shouldn't exist today.
Absolutely. Steve, if you could tell your fellow growers that aren't using My Ag Data why they should be doing it, what would you give them? What would be your elevator pitch, so to speak, about why they should use My Ag Data?
I think just using all that data that you've accumulated, here is a good purpose for why you've done all that. Whether it's climate, whether it's John Deere Operations Center or other platforms, you can just very efficiently move this stuff under your own guise. One of the ideas is, as we're going forward here, we're somewhat nervous about AI, intrusion in data, what data gets out there, what is shared, what's not. There's a pretty good firewall here that I'm confident that my data can't be seen by others other than the authorized people.
Michelle, if folks want to learn more about My Ag Data, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can reach us at myagdata.com. Come to our website. They can also, on our website, there is a number for support. You will actually see the faces of our lovely support people, and you can reach out to their numbers directly, and we'll be happy to give you a demo and show you how we can help save you money.
Fantastic. MyAgData.com. Michelle Tressel, thank you for the time here at Commodity Classic. Always good to chat with you.
Thank you. Have a great show.
And Steve Pitstick from Illinois. Steve, good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for telling us about your experience with My Ag Data. We appreciate it.
Pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.